What's up, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to 305 Radio, a part of 305 Magazine, right here on your number one underground station, MiamiUndergroundRadio.com. I'm your girl, Dre Mauve, and you can find me on the gram at 305 Brownie, or you can also go on at Dre Mauve Productions. Want to give a shout out to William of Live Same Media. You can find him at LMG underscore Willie, and that's Willie with a Y.
Shout out to Will.
Man, so we always got Will in the building. He's a photographer, co-host. So,
okay.
You know, if I'll tag you on his photos, but a lot of the Ross pictures, it's him and Cool and Dre and shit.
Okay,
so
dope.
He's really involved, so we
it's
love
LMG,
to see him
but
here.
It should be MMG.
I mean, we try to say MMG Willie, but it ain't happening. But so Willie, shout out to Will. I know he's gonna show up one day. But for the most part, thank you everyone for tuning in. This is Georgia 305 Radio. And today in the building, we have DJ Entice.
Yes, sir, in the building.
99 Jams.
That's right.
DJ for God knows half of Florida.
Yup.
Fuck. Welcome to the show, man.
Man, thank you, man. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me, y'all.
Shit, thank you for coming, man.
Of course.
Fucking, where do we start with DJ Entice, bro?
Let's go. Where are we going?
Let's start from the beginning.
All right, so the only beginning I can start from is when I met DJ Entice.
Okay.
So I know that you're more than just any of these... I want to call them laptop DJs.
I call them push button DJs.
Yeah, a lot of push button DJs. You're not involved in none of that nonsense.
No,
but
sir.
I know you can throw down on techniques.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you've been in competitions. You've done your thing.
Yeah, man. I've been there, done that. You know,
I mean, first time I heard about you, you had won some competition to get on the radio. Or you say they knew about you because you won some competitions to get
right.
on the radio.
Right.
And I know you've always gone that route.
Yeah.
Let's start there, bro. Tell me a little bit about that, bro.
I mean, listen, man, I started, you know, when I started DJing, the whole idea for me was to be, I wanted to do turntable and stuff. You know, I wasn't concerned with working in clubs. I wasn't concerned with doing parties and stuff. So I was practicing a lot of that. And then I learned a lot of skill. And then, yeah, you know, I did a couple contests here, Guitar Center type stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I did a little battle with 99 Jams. And the PD at the time, who was Seth Hollywood, he was a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
And then he put me onto some people. I got put on with some other DJs, Irie, Khaled, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then started opening up for them in clubs. And then from there, it was like, yo, let's put you on the radio.
Boom.
Yeah.
And shit, since then, you've owned 5 O'Clock.
Been proving myself. You know, been proving myself for a while now.
Shit, man. And I know you've been, you've traveled
everywhere.
Flow Rider.
Right.
That's the most recent I can remember. Like, I know that when
yeah,
you were Flo,
I mean, so I'm not with Flow no more, but it's all love, but shouts to Flow.
Word.
I had a good time, man. We've been everywhere in the world.
It's crazy.
Yeah, he came to me one day. You know, I met Flow at the beginning of his career.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll tell you the story if you ever talk to him, you know, if you ask him in the streets. He came to me one night when I was DJing, and I was basically one of the first DJs to ever play his record.
Okay.
And from that moment, we always had a relationship, and then he was always trying to get me to be his DJ, and I was, you know, I was busy with radio, so I told him I couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. And at one point, he stepped to me, and I was already so far along in radio, I said, you know what, it's time for me to enjoy the world a little bit. So
got on a plane.
Yeah, and that was it. Started taking the miles. I and you know what's crazy? I hate flying.
What?
I get the worst anxiety. I start sweating soon as I'm walking into the plane. Sweat,
damn,
bad.
You a hazard, bro.
Sort of.
That's crazy though. Shit, love to travel. Hate planes.
Yeah. No, because I really do love to travel, and I love to travel. I hate being in the water, so I can't be on like boats, like cruises, wow. ships and stuff, and flying. It's just like it's despair. Like, shit. Don't you take those 20-hour flights, man? You can only sleep so much.
So we need to calm down.
you know, you try everything you can to take your mind out of where you are. I always try and I, like, hopefully, you know, if it's me booking the flight, I always try and book a flight where it's like early in the morning, like a real red eye. So I don't sleep the night before. I party hard, drink a lot. So hopefully I get on the plane and sleep as much as possible.
Nice.
If not, I try and watch a little bit of movies. You know, sometimes they have good movies on. Mm-hmm. Other than that, you sit there and just pray.
Just pray.
And I always do the turbulence thing. You always. To me, I'm always like, I'm on a roller coaster.
It'll be over soon.
I'm
on a roller coaster. No, bro, it doesn't work.
Right. It doesn't work. Yeah.
But shit, man. Fuck, bro. You know what I bug out about in Tyson's?
That what?
We could talk about almost everything and anything with you, bro.
Of course.
I mean, if you've seen Entice on the gram, you know very much he has this tattoo on his hand.
Yeah.
On the top of his hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm saying,
so y'all can see it, yeah.
I'm saying, look crazy as shit, man. What the fuck? You look crazy, bro. Tell me a little bit about this, bro. I know that this has become part of your branding behind.
Yeah,
behind
so this is a major Entice. Part of my branding now. So the way it came about is I've always been a fan of comics and stuff. And I've always been a huge fan of the Joker. Mm-hmm. And, you know, recently, I pretty much everybody knows the movie Suicide Squad.
Yes.
So I was watching Suicide Squad one day. It was the first time I was watching. I was home, and it was one of those moments, you know, you're high, you're just watching TV. And the scene came on, and Jared Leto puts a hand up to his mouth and laughs. And he's looking at Common, and it's like kind of a chilling look. Mm-hmm. And it's just instantly I saw it and I said, I need that tattoo. Like I wanted a new hand tattoo, and I was just, that's gotta be it.
Dope.
That's gotta be it. So, you know, I called my tattoo guy and I was like, look, this is the tattoo I want. Sent him a picture. He drew it up. He said, come through. Went over there, did it. Within like 2-3 days, it became a thing where everybody was like, yo, take a picture of me with the tattoo. Like, let's take a picture.
Cover
you know
your
what
mouth.
I'm
cover your mouth.
Yeah, cover your mouth. I want to do the tattoo. Yeah. And if I wouldn't do it, they would get mad. Like, no, I want a picture with you with the tattoo thing. So it was just, ding, this needs to be a part of my brand. So I said, you know what? I'm going to redo my logo. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to make that my logo. I'm going to put Entice in the teeth, mm-hmm. like gold teeth. And boom, there it is. And from there, I was just like, man, I started making temporary tattoos, stickers, and it just...
Yeah, man.
It worked.
Yo, the thing that bugged me out the most is that you see the club. Man, I don't know which club you were at the time, but brother, clubs just slammed.
Right.
And also, all you see is booty pics.
I know what you're talking about.
Booty pics.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, straight up.
And there was it's a video of a girl shaking her butt with the tattoo, the DJ and Tyce tattoo,
you know,
right on her butt.
That's
so bugged out.
So no, she's dead ass serious. Who's your tattoo?
Oh, my tattoo artist is Jordy from Mark for Life.
Okay.
Yeah, he works with Chico's Mark for Life. Jordy, he looks like me, long big beard.
Shout out to Mark for Life.
Yeah, shout out to Chico's and Mark for Life, man.
Yeah, for real.
Definitely, yo, it's a small city, bro.
It is definitely a small city.
A lot of people know Chico's.
Yeah, a lot of people. But you know why? Because Chico's. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, and I'm not trying to plug Chico's or nothing, but. You know, Chico himself has been doing it for a long time. And, you know, from what I understand, even, like, Tattoo Baby came out of there. Like, he's had a lot of, like, big-name DJs, I mean, big-name tattoo artists in Miami come out of Mark for Life. So, you know.
Shout out to Chico.
That's why everybody knows him.
Yeah, it's true. You know? It's true. I mean, you don't do tattoos or nothing like that, do you?
Oh, you know, one time, because, you know, when I was young, I do like to draw and stuff. I'm not amazing, but I'm decent. You know, I used to do graffiti when I was young. So a couple times, I'd be on Craigslist when I was young and stuff, and I was like, oh, tattoo kit. I'm going to buy one and do one on myself. Then I woke up and it was like, don't do that. Bad idea.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yo, so I did end up asking for the listeners. I did ask Entice if he raps. No, he doesn't rap.
Yeah, he did ask me before. He did give me the previous question, and I told him, don't put me on the spot, man, because I didn't write nothing, and I'm not a rapper, and I definitely can't freestyle, so it won't work. I could maybe rap like a line from a different song.
Let's go.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's keep it moving.
Exactly.
I mean, so in the world of DJs, bro, I mean that in 99 Jams, you have you're doing a lot of the live interviews. You know, you guys sit down with the artists.
Yeah.
I mean, off camera, what is one of the most interesting things about these artists that you've come across?
You know, the it took me a long time, even though I've been in the game for so long. But it took me now to that point where I do get to sit down with artists and, like, talk to them a little more, mm-hmm. like, on a conversational level than rather just being in the club playing their music and stuff.
Yeah.
Man, a lot of them really are down to earth. You know, and mm-hmm. There's a stigma, because I know, you know, obviously, you know, even for them, you know, at some point it gets annoying when you're always in public and you can't be yourself, you know, because there's people always attacking you. You can't just go out with your family, do whatever you want to do. Yeah. But you do notice, you know, when you sit down with them in a setting like, you know, a setting like this, they're real down to earth. They're real normal. They're, you know what I mean? They're not what you think they are, unapproachable and bougie and all that. You know what I mean? Like, so
you can't talk. You don't got $100,000 in your pocket.
Well, I don't either. So you know what I mean? Like, but yeah, so you know, I mean, that's one of the things that always sticks out to me with them. You know what I mean? They're cool. They're cool. Like, conversation, it was always fun. I think maybe once or twice you come by an artist that's difficult, mm-hmm. you know. But sometimes I don't even blame that on them. I blame that on everything around them. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's a good point.
The situation.
And it's an underground world.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Bruh.
Right.
Shout out to the underground. Listening to the wrong people. Right. That's a fact, bro. No, because that's always, you know, I always like asking people that are always involved in things like that. Because amongst artists, the funny thing is, the question you hear amongst artists is, hey, so who did you meet that pissed you off? And they're like, yo, shut that door. It's shit like that, but I know that in when you're involved in a different level, especially the level that you're at, you have them in the club and whatnot. I think it's interesting when you finally meet an artist and they're down to earth. And I mean, some things really catch me off guard. Like, you see some of the, they're really articulate.
Yeah, a lot of them are, you know, like the old joke they used to make about Lil Jon, how he, and then when he talks, he's like, whoa, you know, I'm very, a lot of them, they're very educated, you know, even if they didn't go to school or if they're from the hood, like, a lot of them are just educated to what's happening in the world and stuff around them. They're knowledgeable, you know what I mean? And you can see that in conversation with them.
No worries.
You know?
I mean, and going into the next instance, we did mention the underground.
Right.
I mean, I can imagine how many people hit you up.
Oh, man.
Yo, I got the hit record. I got the next big thing.
All the time.
Listen, I'm going to burn down your radio station with this song. I mean, how often does that really happen, man?
I mean, every instant, to be honest. It's nonstop. Like, if I showed you my Instagram right now, my DMs, like, if you try and go through my DMs, it's just so many. Like, it's hard to even get back to all of them. Because there's the ones that, like, there'll be people you follow, those are the ones that show up. Then the ones that you don't see, that you have to click on the little thing on the corner that shows you the people you're not following and stuff. Yeah. There's so many that come in per day. Yo, here's my link to my, check out my record, you know, check out my vibes. Like, promise you it's a hit. And not saying that, you know, of course, there's going to be times where there's a hit. Mm-hmm. But it's so often that it's like, how do you, you know, you can't really sit there and go through every record. You can't.
You know what I mean? Huh? You actually try. You attempt.
I try to the best of my ability. You know what I mean? If you put me onto something, if I see it, if I get a message from you, or if you give me a CD, like, if you give me a CD, most of the time, I'll jump in the car and pop it in real quick. Mm-hmm. If it catches my interest, I'll listen through. If not, it's out. You know what I mean?
Word. I'm going to slide up in your DMs and send you some tracks, bro. Hey,
try. We'll see what happens. Maybe you'll get a response. You know what I mean? But, you know, a lot of it also comes from, I think a lot of it also comes from the approach.
Okay.
The approach is also going to make a difference on if I even give you the time of day. You know, and to be honest, sometimes I might be messing up, losing out on something, but man, if you approach me the wrong way, like, I'm not interested. You know what I mean? Like, gotcha. I'm just not. And I think a lot of people sometimes take that wrong approach.
Give me an example.
I was about to say, like, most people would want to know, hey, what's the right approach?
It's just
show me the wrong approach.
And I've said it before in the past. I think it's the wrong approach always comes the same way. It's always the whole, like, yo, my shit's the hottest shit in the streets. I'm popping. Like, I'm the hottest shit ever. Trust me, you need to play my shit. If you ain't playing my shit, you ain't playing the hot shit. Like, shit like that. You know what I mean? And then it's like, all right, cool. Let me click on your bio, on your profile. Oh, you got 200 followers. Oh, you got like 3 likes on that video of your song that you're talking about.
Hot shit.
It's not that hot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then it's like, at the end of the day, you know, you got to remember, like, I don't know every new artist that's coming out, obviously. I don't know every new record, but if your shit is the hottest shit in the streets, guarantee at some point I've heard about it. Someone has approached me to play, like, why am I not playing it? Something. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So taking that approach, like, you got to be able to back up what you're saying.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
With you. Agree.
Tell you, you know.
How do you feel about, do you think rap beef is the same right now? I mean, in the sense of, in the radio, I don't mean rap beef in the sense of, yo, I'm gonna do a diss track and all this hype. I mean, like, do you think the way it was in a sense where you would have talent versus talent, not?
No, see now, yeah, because now, see now, so the younger generation that's out now, you know what I mean, of music, I'm not going to be that guy that says, oh, they're acting all different and da-da-da-da, because when we were, every generation that's come through, even from the Grandmaster Flash days, look what they were wearing.
Yeah.
You know, look at the first line he says, people pissing on the street. Like, you know, so it's like,
yeah,
it's hip-hop has always been the same, obviously. With how society is today, we're in 2019. We're not in 1990 no more. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I think with that, the rap beef has become more of a social thing where it's like, it's not even about, oh, I'm a diss you because I'm a better lyricist than you. Mm-hmm. It's, I'm going to get on Instagram and I'm going to troll the hell out of you. You know what I mean? And I'm going to just, and just be a clown on Instagram, the Tekashi type shit.
Yeah.
And that's how I'm going to battle you. And then it becomes a thing where, because these kids are young right now and they're on a lot of drugs and they feel like because of social media, they got a lot to prove, they are being more prone to the street shit. Oh, I got to prove something. You know what I mean? I got to prove something. He went on Instagram and called me this. He said this about my girl. I got to prove something.
He said it in front of an audience.
Right. He went on stage and said, fuck me. Oh, man, we got to catch him backstage.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Where back then, yeah, it happened, but a lot of beef was you couldn't wait to hear what Nas was about to say about Jay-Z.
Could not wait.
You couldn't wait. It was like, man, drop that shit. I want to hear that shit. You feel me? But now it's like, oh, let me get on Instagram and see what kind of video he made clowning this guy. All right, cool, but... You know, it's like they say, like, stop doing it for the clout.
It's true. So, I agree with you.
Yeah, so I think rap beef, I think it's just, because of that, I think it's being taken, like, too far. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. And, yo, now that, you know, thinking beef and just a little bit of beefing things.
Why are you looking at me?
Listen, man, women are evil. Look at that.
Wow.
That's the way it works.
Wow.
So, being that we just passed, spring break came and went.
Yeah.
Were you out there at the beach doing some of these parties?
See, I mean, I was doing a couple parties. I wasn't... So, I on the beach, and I tend to try and get away from those types of parties. And when I say those types of parties... I say a little more of the parties that are kind of like the clubs that are a little more open of letting whoever they want walk in. It doesn't matter your dress. They're not strict on dress code. They're not strict on who's coming in. Like, if you're coming in drunk, we don't care. Just come in anyway. You know what I mean? And then it's like those clubs that cater more to the out of town ratchet crowd that you don't want. I don't really work around those. So the parties I was doing, I didn't really deal with that crowd so much. And as far as any other time, if I didn't have to work, I stayed my ass off the beach. You know, because I've been through so many years of seeing that type of stuff. And then just seeing videos of how it was getting this year.
The reason why I bring that up is because, you know, it's just funny. We, you know, with 305 Radio, we try to bring, well, we don't try. We've been bringing people that are just, you know, cemented in Miami.
Right.
You know, homegrown Miami.
Yeah.
And you could tell Miami veterans, dude. Like, you can't front. Like, the moment you said, I stay away from these parties, it's like, you watch a show that's been there.
Yeah.
You're like, if you're watching an IG live on Entice's IG or an Arna IG, you'll see the expression. It's like, Miami changes seasonally. It's not, we're not talking about the weather. We're talking about people.
Right.
Like, it just turns into a weird crowd. It's not even, you can't pinpoint it and be like, it's this type of person. No, it's just a fucking weird,
because everybody was like, oh, well, it was the college kids. I'm like, well, yeah, it's some college kids, but it's not all college kids. Well, then it was the hood people. And I'm like, yeah, but there's a lot of little white stupid kids out here from middle America. Like, I'm like, so you couldn't really pinpoint. It was so much of everything. And it's just, you know, I heard there were meetings on the beach about how do we do this, and they did the whole cancel spring break.
Yeah.
You can't cancel spring break. You know what I mean? So I do think there needs to be a way to figure out how do we start controlling more the outcome of how things happen. But at the same time, it's like, what kind of business do people come here? Like, you're supposed to come here and have fun. Miami's a party, a place to party, have fun, not a place to come end up in jail or dead.
Come on vacation, leave on probation.
you know the worst part about this. Listen, if you're listening to this and you're not from Miami, if you get arrested on Friday, you're not getting out till Monday.
Right.
If that's
facts.
You are not getting out till Monday. So guess what happened to your weekend?
Right.
Gone.
Unless you're a celebrity, you're not getting out. That's for sure.
That's for sure. And I mean, like, it's a waste of time. You're eating bologna sandwiches. That's disgusting. So let's stay away from shit like that. That's right. You know, and it's just every person that we brought on that when we mentioned some kind of seasonal thing like this.
Right.
Like Jenny. We had Jenny Lee on last show.
Yeah.
We mentioned spring break. She was like, I'm not around.
Yeah. Like, you know, anybody from Miami's like, I'm like, going to Disney for the weekend. You know, like,
we mentioned that to everybody. They're like, yo, I'd rather be somewhere else. Right. I'd rather be Disney. Disney,
go to the Keys.
You know what I mean?
Other way.
Right. Get on a boat and go towards the panhandle.
Right. Now, I mean, it's not that we don't want people to come here.
But the thing is, you can't blame it on anyone, but the sun, it's the way the sun is aligned. Something's in retrograde. The clouds are above you. It happens, man.
You're on that sand, you drinking liquor, you know what I mean?
I'm not even gonna front. I was out there first. I was on the other side of Ratchet.
But that's the thing, like, it just mutates whoever you are, regardless who you are. You're a monster when you get here.
Exactly.
And all the savages are not loose. So, you know, I just think it's funny.
We're about to deal with it again with Memorial Weekend, man.
Yo, I know.
All over again.
I know.
All over again.
But I mean, you know, at least it's fun on the gram because you see all the craziness gets posted.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, it is, but I'll be honest. There was a couple, like, everybody saw the video. That guy that just
straight a piece of shit.
Knocked out that girl. Like,
yeah.
You know what it is? He's a trash bag for that. And it's worse is that everybody else around that just got on top of the girl with their cameras and filmed it was what was really disgusting. It was like,
that is
not one of y'all going to help this woman up or go clean that guy up for what he just did. Because I don't know where I come from. Like, you don't lay hands on a woman like that.
No.
You just don't. You know what I mean? Period. You just don't do that. And, like, I've been in situations when I was young, and you would see, like, I would see someone, like a dude hitting a girl, and I would run over there and end up getting in a fight. You know what I mean? Because you just don't do that. Like, thank God I wasn't there.
Yeah, that's a problem, though, man.
I think that's another real sad part about the whole spring break thing is, like, nobody cares.
But in general, because think about it. You have that dude that was kicking this 68-year-old lady in the head.
Right.
In a subway.
Right.
And everyone was just there with their phones out.
Right.
Like, you know, it sucks when you see really bad things and it's being handled and it goes wrong and shit like that. But when you see it's just for the crowd, you know, everyone's just there.
For the clout.
And they're there looking at you going, yo, that's fucked up.
Right.
I'm going to keep filming. I'm on live. It's fucked up.
Look at they're like, look at this fucked up shit. That's fucked up. He beating that girl. Zoom in. You know what I mean?
You should be the one to stop it. Someone's going to film you being a hero. Don't worry about that. You know what I'm saying? We live in that type of...
And then you really got the fame you were looking for with that, instead of videoing someone getting beat up.
I mean, how did this take this turn of being so upset at fucking people with phones?
Right.
Shit. God damn. But yeah, so... Anyways, spring break, nightlife, shit, man. And I know that
How many clubs you working in right now, man?
Right now, I mean, honestly, I don't like taking residencies, so I jump around. Mm-hmm. The only one I like staying at right now is Rockwell on the Beach.
Dope.
Yeah, so, you know, I'd be doing it on Rockwell, going in and out of town now. And
word.
So.
That's dope, man. Yeah. That's really dope.
You know, I stepped back from parties a little bit because I started saying to myself, you know what? In all these years, I've made so many people so much money by being the entertainer of the party, but you know, everybody else is getting the money, the promoters are getting all the money and mm-hmm. all this shit, but you're not bringing nobody. You're calling a couple girls and saying, you know, and no diss to no promoters, because I got a lot of promoters I love, you know what I mean? Yeah. But like, you're just bringing a couple girls to your table. Like, we're doing the whole thing, like, you know what I mean? Or you're just saying, oh, I'm gonna get this venue and I'm gonna make a deal. Well, you know what? You're the middleman now, so I'm going to cut you out. I'm going to go get the deal. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm going to go get my deal and work it out at the club. And hey, guess what? No more you. So that's kind of the vibe I'm on, where I said, you know what? I'm going to step back from working for other people at parties, at clubs, mm-hmm. and I'm going to start putting together my own vibes and really making my own money for myself.
All right.
You know?
So let's say we're going to throw a house party and we want to contract you. Is that even a possibility?
That's a house party? Listen, I'm always down for a Project X house party.
Okay.
Like, I'm always, like, house parties are so...
I'm going to hold you to that.
Listen. Do y'all remember house parties? Like, there was nothing more fun than a house party. And then it's like, you, all the... The cops are on the way, like the cops outside, everybody running.
All kinds of crazy.
I've never had so much fun than being at house parties, yeah. dude. You know what I mean? So, hell yeah. You want to do a house party? Let's go.
Yo,
let's go,
man.
Not these stupid bougie mansion parties. No bougie mansion parties. Like a real, like all out house party.
Yo, you know how insane that'll be?
I'm going to
shut down.
We're
going to
make it
hour.
Happen.
I put money down. I give it 2 hours before it gets shut down.
You know what? You know what? You know what's even better? Remember, like, this is something that they don't do no more. Ranch parties. Ooh. When they used to do them out in the ranches.
Yo, but that used to creep me out, though, bro.
See, it's creepy because you're out in the middle of nowhere.
That's
it's
what
like,
I'm
it's,
saying.
Yeah, but it was still
yeah,
cool.
But
you remember Fat Farm on East Street?
But you can get murdered anywhere you go. You know what I'm saying? So, so at the end of the day, it's like, well, you know, might as well, you know.
I know exactly where
you're
going.
Just don't step in horse shit.
Yo, so this is it. down in the Redlands, there's a, I'm not going to say where, but if you go down these large properties, there's a ranch with a giant pyramid.
Wow.
A chrome pyramid.
Oh, that's dope.
It looks really freaking dope. But at the same time, it's kind of creepy.
It's creepy is dope. So that means you got to do it on Halloween night.
Yes.
You feel me?
Could you imagine that, B?
Oh, my God.
It's so fucking
You know what's crazy? Matter of fact, out there, a friend of mine owns a nursery and has, like, I think, like 20 acres.
I bet you he knows about this place.
I would so tell him, yo, let me get a couple acres of that nursery that you're not using and just put up a big...
A barn, you know?
Man.
Hey, I think we're onto something here.
We're going to make it happen.
Just make sure you keep us in the loop. We're going to be talking to this party.
Shit. Say no more.
I mean, talking about parties, and you mentioned you used to do battles. You used to battle.
Yeah.
You still battle? You still get battles?
I keep dropping my phone.
If someone right now was like, yo,
you keep
bragging about, bring me a challenge.
Yeah, I do. I do. And tell you what, as long as I've been saying it for those years, unspoken for, any challenge, not one has been brought. And if there has been, it's like, you know, little challenges and they're handled right away. I bet you won't play this. Boom. I bet you don't have a dub play from this person. Boom. You know what I mean? So, but, I mean, do I? I don't. Would I? I mean, yeah, but I would, you know, it wouldn't, like, it would need to be something big. I know what you're getting at. I know where he's getting at. I know where he's going to go with this. I know what you're getting at.
I'm on the sidewalk looking at the road.
I mean, no, yeah, you know, take this. I would be down to go, but, you know, I would have to go back. I ain't going to lie. Like, if it's going to be a battle, I'm not doing these new age battles where it's...
No, the battle I'm thinking, this is my ideal battle.
Okay.
Techniques.
Of course.
techniques.
That's a must.
You know, you
no controllers, no CDJs, nothing, none of that.
Nothing. You gotta bring your own
vinyl.
Your own vinyl.
Right.
And you have to have a shit ton of it.
Okay.
Because it's gonna get interesting.
Crates.
This is where the person I was like, yo, I hang out with the DJ, earned his keep. Because he would be carrying these crates. You know what
See,
I'm saying?
See, my only it. So, you might have just got me.
Come on.
Well, okay, so here's the thing.
Challenge not accepted.
No, I haven't said it's not accepted yet.
It's on hold.
I might have to, okay. So, Amaris, I'm going to need to call you because
nice name drop.
So what happened was moving forward in technology,
yes,
we do have laptops now, and you know,
you melted your records
no,
to laptops.
No. So what happened was, so you know, I had, like, of course I had all my party crates, which was all set up, you know.
Okay.
Maybe like I had like 25 crates that I would take out with me to the clubs at the end of vinyl. At the end of using vinyl. See, that's why I'm happy for Serato. That's why I'm happy for laptops. For real. But so I did the transfer to Serato.
Okay.
Right? And I was using Serato for a little while, and I kept all my records. And then, of course, I had, like, all my other records in storage, right. The extras and all that stuff, right? So I decided at one point that, you know, I'm paying for storage for all these records. I don't use them.
I see where you're going with
you
this.
You see where I'm going with this. You see where I'm going with this. So I decided, okay, you know what? I went through everything. Okay. And I said, okay, all my exclusives, like all my white labels that are one of a kind, mm-hmm. all my imports that I've bought from out of, like, from other places, like any vinyl that I have that is like a you need to keep this, I kept them, you know. So I have all of those. The rest, all my club stuff, everything else,
gone.
All I gave them all to Amaris at Scratch Academy.
Oh.
I hooked her up. I said, yo, I'm going to get a U-Haul truck. I'm going to bring all my vinyl.
Whoa.
And I took it over there. And that it was like the greatest day of their lives. It was the greatest. She was so excited.
That's a good story. Okay. Now I feel better about it.
So it's not like I just trashed my vinyl and just was like, fuck vinyl. You know what I mean? It was like, you know what? They can make use of it. It's. I'm not using it.
I mean, I thought this was gonna be, since we mentioned down south, I think it was gonna be, well, you know, I have vinyl. We're down south. The ski shooting.
I didn't use it for that. Yeah, I didn't use it for that. So, but that's why I said, so challenge halfway accepted.
Okay.
Because so I might have to make a call to borrow those, but I still have all my other exclusive stuff. So you know, I could throw down a nice little set of some.
How about I got a better idea.
Okay.
Since. Shout out to Scratch Academy. Why don't we get why don't we get them involved? And then we have DJ Entice versus DJ Blank and versus DJ Blank from other organizations.
You're trying to start
everything going.
You're trying to start something.
That would be
you know
crazy.
What? I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna quote Royce Define 5'9". I'm a motherfucking star. I don't battle no more.
But Royce is still putting out battle records. Ooh. Oh!
Sort of.
P-Ryan 2.
P-Ryan
2 is dope.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's just his style of rap.
Come on, man.
That's his style of rap.
Come on, man.
He's not putting out club shit because that's not his style.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
He's a battle rapper.
I mean.
But he's not out there. You don't see no videos of him battling nobody.
It would be awesome.
It would be great. But like he said, he's a star. He don't need to know.
Okay. Okay, so
that shit would be dope, though. No, but I wouldn't mind maybe, you know, exhibition.
That would be ill.
Exhibition.
Man. I think, because I know in Scratch Academy,
I'm not battling craze, you know.
Battle craze.
Nah, man. Listen. I'm great, but there's the greats.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, like. Listen. So
well, you're
know,
definitely you're considered one of the best of the best. So who do you look up to, and who would you say is somebody who's influenced your career?
Good question. Because there's different parts to that question for me. So there's the because so there's the side of me that looks at, like, you know, there was a huge influence for me of Funkmaster Flex and Khaled both. Flex was first because I had heard of Flex before Khaled. I knew Khaled, and then I started hearing Khaled on underground radio here. And for that, I say, because that's one side, because that Flex especially, I always said I want to sound like him on radio. I want to, like, not emulate him, mm-hmm. but I want to have that power on the radio.
An impact behind his
right. Like, I want to know when I say this record is a fucking go and put a bomb behind it, you know, like,
that's real.
It's real. Like, you know what I mean? And Flex had that. And then when Khaled, you know, from underground radio all the way to jams, you know what I mean? He had that same thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He knew, like, I'm making sure you know this is that record. You feel me? And it's just like, you knew, okay, it's what time? Oh, I got to punch in because they're on the air right now. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's how I've always, for radio side, I've always wanted to be that. Turntable aside, you know, the whole technical side of it, I always looked up to Rock Raider. God bless the soul. God bless the dead. Yeah. But he was a genius.
Yeah, he was. Sick.
You know what I mean? He was a genius. He amazing on what he could do. What he could do with two turntables, you were just like, oh my God. You know what I mean? Like, so I looked up to him for that. And then for the party scene, I don't know if there was maybe anybody that really did it for me. Like, I think by the time I was in the clubs, I was already knew what I wanted. You know what I mean?
You already had your own. Yeah, like,
So I think it would be, I think it would be them three mostly. Rock Raider, Khaled, and Flex.
You know, that's a great, lineup of people, because Flex, man, I remember being in high school, oh, being a jit.
Yo,
yo, when he
from Miami, like, listening,
yo,
to
this
it.
Is a hash. You're like, shut the fuck up. What's he gonna drop?
Right.
You know what I mean? So right. I definitely feel you on that.
Right.
You know, Kyle, when he came out, you know, when he was going from 96.1 and he hit jams.
Exactly.
You knew something was gonna happen when he said, I got an exclusive. Oh my God, what's this man got?
Right.
You know what I mean?
You were like, hold on, turn the radio up, everybody. But you know, it was a different time then.
It
was a different time then. People didn't have Spotify and Instagram and YouTube, none of that.
So in this world now, how is it that you're, because that seems to be like that cutting point of that specific
that
era.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So how is it now that, you know, you have an amazing show. Mm-hmm. Drive at 5 is
still number one, 15 years strong, baby.
Yo. And one thing on the side, like this, let me side note here. Mm-hmm. Yo, and Tice, you got some Bob Marley mixes?
Oh, yeah.
For the, yo, Bob Marley birthday? Yo, you got to listen to Tice. Yo, you kill it. Kill it.
Well, you know, because I love doing the tributes.
Yeah.
Like Bob Marley's and legends. I don't, you know, I don't just do every person's birthday.
Yeah.
It would be every day you'd be doing a mix with somebody. But,
sure,
you know, the Bob Marley's and, like, you know, Jam Master Jay, when it's Jam Master Jay's birthday, you do a Run DMC set. Like
Biggie,
Pac. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I love doing those. Michael Jackson, even. You know what I mean? Like, so those, I love doing those types of mixes. So, yeah, I appreciate that you say that.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's, I don't listen to the radio as much now, but right. I mean, like, and that's what I'm trying to segue into, because mm-hmm. that's just me because of my day to day. But you know, you have all these side gems and whatnot. But going into what we were talking about, Flex, that era where, you know, radio was, it had much more impact in that sense, where you didn't have another outlet for it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That was now the only outlet, right?
Yeah, exactly. It was really the only outlet. You're right.
So now, as you know, you're in the game, you're making big moves. It's not like you're slowing down for anybody. Mm-hmm. Like, I know, yo, and Tice, you've always been the type to not ride away if you try to see what's coming up next.
Right.
You know what I mean? So when you see the way radio's taken, and you have Spotify's, your iTunes, your titles, mm-hmm. you know, I think, yo, what happened? Like, what's your next step? Like, how do you feel? What would put you in a position where you could be that radio voice to do that?
So it is tough, you know, the mix show is what it is. So you know what I mean? Nowadays with radio, yeah, you're not going to be on top of the music like that, you know? So you got to kind of just cater to everybody. And then you gotta just delete that as an option of making that your step up. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So then it's like, well, what can I do to stand out? Mm-hmm. So
get a tattoo.
So I do try and get, I mentioned, you know, like say a dub, I got it. You know, I do yeah. try and build relationships with every artist. So like, I know you got a hot new record. I need you to say my name in this record.
Word.
And send me a version so I can play it with my name in it so that everybody hears this new song. And then 2 weeks down the line, it's a big song. And oh, man, and Tice had that song with his name in it.
I remember that. You had that in a lot of songs.
A lot. I try and do that a lot. You know what I mean?
You see, the next all these artists are going to be like, yo, why do I keep getting these lists of names? Why do I keep getting these lists?
Right. But then, you know, other than that, like, so you want to take that next step, you know, I'm not going to name drop any names, but you want to be like that show that at this point, well, if you're going to, you might listen to the radio because you want to hear what music we're playing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or you're going to listen at 5 o'clock for the mix, whatever, because it's the mix and it's different than regular radio. So what else can I do to make myself step up? Mm-hmm. It's gotten to the point where you mentioned like how I interview artists, like trying to get every person we can to come in and really be that next, like, you know, sucks because nowadays it's, you got to go viral. So yeah. you got to make yourself still as a radio, you still keep yourself as a radio personality, mm-hmm. but you got to get that viral image of yourself to make people really say, okay, he's really that credible person now,
yeah,
that I would have been 5 years ago playing a song first, but I don't really have that to stand out anymore. Or I don't really have the, I can just crack the mic because of corporate now, it's different. I can't just do what I want to do on the air. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, now at least I can try and get artists in here as much as possible with as much exclusive content, to say the least, you know what I mean? Yeah. And try and make that a break to say, okay, now he's really the man. And then boom, like, let's syndicate this show everywhere. You feel me?
Gotcha. Yeah, no, so, that's big. That's building blocks.
Trying to put
it all together.
Right. I mean, because you got to find a way. Yeah, it's like you got to find a way nowadays to really make yourself. I mean, at the end of the day, radio is still radio. It's not, I've seen articles, I've read a lot of articles, there's no real decline in radio right now.
We are not going anywhere.
No, we're not. No, it's true. And that was actually like one of the main headlines on that article. Like, radio is not going anywhere. Like, there's no decline in listeners.
It's just a lot of avenues now.
They even said, if you take a cume of just the nation's radio listeners per day, it's, man, more than like quadruple the amount of people that are on Pandora and Spotify per day. So it's like radio ain't really going nowhere. It's just, what can we do now to still keep people more inclined to enjoy you and enjoy listening to you talk. Enjoy, like, every time you open the mic, like, do they care to listen to what you have to say anymore?
Yeah, I'm glad you just said that. You said that because I know that radio took a big shift with talking. They cut down on talking. Yeah, we have all these podcasts.
Major.
I'm saying, like, you have a podcast.
And I can't say anything to get myself in trouble, but at the end of the day, I just feel like mainstream radio is too corporate driven, and it's too much, well, this is what, it's black and white numbers. And it's like, well, yeah, but this is like your, you know, focus group.
Yeah.
Like, you're focus grouping 10 people. Well, maybe one listens to the station you're asking questions about. So you can't really.
It's not a solid.
It's not a solid. Size. Yeah, it's not a solid sample size. It's not solid. And then, you know, not for nothing, but it's, you know, even hip hop stations, you see, like, old white men running them.
Yeah.
And it's, what do you know about hip hop? You don't know shit. Who's Soulja Boy? I have no idea. We had the biggest comeback in 2018. You don't know him? You know what I mean? So it's like, you feel me? Yeah. So that's just, you know.
Yo, but that's so crazy. Soulja Boy.
Yeah, that's just
That was the most craziest. I don't know how long that moment lasted, but it was so much. I felt like I was bombarded with Soulja Boy everywhere.
But that's why I say it's nowadays everything has to go viral. No matter what you do, you have to be virally seen nowadays.
And you know, one of the things I do want to ask you about Enticement, and it's something that I know that you do on the side, maybe not a lot of people know you do.
Right.
But I've always been curious because, yo, you're mad passionate about it.
Yeah.
You still produce?
Oh, yeah.
Beats?
Oh, no, you have no idea.
Yeah.
Yo, Enticement, the studio is a beast.
Yeah, I ain't no game.
I'm saying, so.
I ain't no game.
What's up, man? I know that. From the radio. Because radio's fine and dandy, but I know you touched on doing your own party, like being your own about everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I know production's got to be in this mix.
Oh, production's definitely in the mix. And, you know, it's so you don't want to follow exact footsteps of other people like Khaled and stuff like that. And, you know, but obviously music has always been a passion. If not, I wouldn't be a DJ.
Yeah.
And production was something I started early in my career as a DJ. I started doing production at the same time. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like you said, you know, you see me in the studio sleeping there, you know.
Yes, man.
I love it. As of now, like, you know, I did one record with the Clips.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I did a couple other joints where I had artists record on them. I didn't release them. Mm-hmm. So basically, and we've had this conversation in the past, it's been a long time coming where I've been working on a personal project.
Passion project.
Yeah, so you know, so I shot beats here and there, but for the most part, a lot of my music I've been saving for my personal stuff.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I'm still heavy working on production.
Yo, man, because
so you're gonna rap?
I just want to see.
No. Yes. I'm not a rapper. Listen, if Diddy wants to cut a check for his ghostwriters to write me a verse too,
shit.
I'll do a Diddy.
He'll do it.
I'll do a Diddy verse, but you feel me? But nah.
I mean,
maybe Swiss Beats, do a hook.
Hey. It sounds like Enticement to drop 16.
I think so.
You ain't gonna get it, bro. You ain't gonna get it.
Not even halfway accepted on that one.
I ain't gonna take the deep breath to start.
Nah, we ain't even close. They're not even gonna sigh and think about it. Nothing.
So I'm thinking, so with all the production and stuff, I know that, man, it's, if I was a DJ at a radio station, I'd be dishing out like frisbees, bro.
Right.
You know what I mean? But man, I think we're running out of time. I got the hand signal.
We got 3 minutes.
God damn it.
Go, give me. All right, let's do 3 minute rundown.
All right, real quick. I'm just going to mention it to you. You tell me first thing that comes to mind.
Let's go.
305.
The city, the crib.
Dolphins.
My team.
Joker.
Me.
All right, so for Entice, thanks for coming out, man. If anyone that's listening, well, for everyone that's listening, not right. If anyone, but shout out to everyone listening. Send me a DM and tell me you're listening, bro. I can look at the stats and I see you listen to the whole shebang, but send me something, man. Let me know something. I'll send you something cool. We got pins coming. but Entice, for the people that want to check you out, follow your Instagram, your IG, your Twitter.
Mm. Get that merch. Videos, all of that.
Yeah.
Which, if you're on a IG, you can see his shirt, bro. His shirt is...
And I do them myself. I design them on my own. I sit and actually design them.
Yo, let me tell you, real quick. I'm going to climb over this time real quick. Just a minute, real quick. Yo, when I first met Entice was in the studio. Yo, I got this big studio. I do radio. I do studio. I make beats. Yo, Entice, how about everything? Yo, I do Photoshop everything. What is wrong with you?
I got it.
So a homie does everything. So fucking, just your social, your contact.
Yeah,
anything
for
you
sure.
Want us to know to get.
I'm on Instagram at DJ_Entice, E-N-T-I-C-E. Somebody took the action. DJ Entice handle and stole it from me, but he has no followers, so whatever. and then I'm on Twitter at DJ Entice. You could go to my website, djentice.com. It's got a link to everything. It's got a link to my SoundCloud. You could check my mixes. Mm-hmm. You can see find my get links to see me on air, everything.
Everything.
Yeah. All everything right. is right there.
And you're on 99 Jams Drive at 5?
99 Jams Monday through Friday. Drive at 5 at 5 o'clock, the mix. And then I do the afternoon get down, the whole show with Super Cindy, 2 to 7 p.m.
Shout out to Super Cindy, bro.
Shout out to Super Cindy. Dope, that's my sister, yeah.
And you, were you rocking at in the beach?
Rockwell, baby.
Rockwell. Rockwell.
I'm here tonight, so if you're on this live watching, Rockwell tonight. We Rockwell. It ain't hard to tell.
And Tice, you've dropped so many gems and you've given us so much backstories and everything, but if there's any piece of advice that you can offer our listeners, be it personal or professional, what would it be?
And for people coming up to you the right way.
Hey, listen, I could tell you, listen, no matter what, persistence is key. Believe in yourself. I could tell you a lot of people from the first day I started, and friends in high school, when I started DJing, were like, you're a clown. Like, why you think you're a DJ? You'll never be a DJ. You better stick to playing football. Yeah, okay. And then now they all hit me up, boring lives, married. They're like, man, you're the cool guy. I follow your stuff on Facebook.
Boring.
So, I just to say, believe in yourself. You know, just believe in yourself. Believe in what you got. Don't let nobody tell you can't do it. And networking is key. Networking is key. Even if it's hard to get to somebody, me, someone above me, whatever it is, you know, you do everything you can. If you can get in touch with that person, if you get a relationship with that person, build that relationship and stick to it. That's it. That's all you could do. There's nothing that can stop you if you really want it. The end of the day.
Amen to that.
So yeah. Thank you so much for your time, DJ Entice.
So many gems. So many gems.
We will have a party coming up soon, though. Yeah. So
listen,
party.
It's happening.
Yo,
it's happening. Yo, it's gonna be a lot. Of
I don't know if the pyramid's gonna be there or not, but we're gonna make this happen.
We're taxing at the door. Yo, we better call. We're paying. We're charging at the door.
And there's gonna be a pyramid in the middle of the party.
Oh yeah, with a water slide down it.
Guys, really quickly before we go, thank you so much for tuning in once again to 305 Radio, part of 305 Magazine on MiamiUndergroundRadio.com. Up next, we have Our House, and we got the real Polo coming through, so make sure you guys stay tuned. George?
Yo, this is George, 305 Radio, 305 Magazine, 305, whatever you find me. All social media, you can find me at 305 Radio. I'm sorry, at 305 Magazine, my bad. But it doesn't matter, still find me 305 Magazine. thanks Entice, bro. Wow, this has been a lot of fucking fun, man.
Anytime, I'm ready to come back, anytime, let's do it.
Fuck yes, and we're going to throw this jam party, and stay tuned, we got a lot of goodies coming.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, guys.